This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Teen pregnancy rates have plummeted in Illinois and across the nation since their modern-day peak. This week, Illinois Issues takes a look at some of the possible reasons why. For that story, Maureen McKinney spoke with Bill Albert, spokesman for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. You will first hear Albert describing the drop in pregnancy rates.
You know, one of the nation's great success stories of the past two decades has been the historic declines in teen pregnancies and births. It is down nationally by better than 50%. It is down in all 50 states, and it is down among all racial ethnic groups. You know, the short answer behind this success story is this magic combination of less sex and more contraception. That is, you know, more teenagers are delaying sex and having fewer sexual partners, and those that are having sex are using contraception more consistently and carefully.
Why might it be that teens are having less sex?
That is the part of the equation that gets a little bit woolly, and the answers aren't quite as clear. I would offer up several things. First off, we have to understand that there has been a lot of action, both at the federal, state, and local level, to help young people see the advantages of delaying pregnancy and parenthood. So there's been a lot going on nationally for two decades that has probably played a role. It is also true that fertility rates in the U.S. among women of all ages are down. So, in some ways, teenagers might be, imitating their older sisters and siblings. So that's quite possible. I think it is also true when we talk about teenagers and we talk about peer influence, we adults tend to focus too much on peer pressure, when peer influence can be and often is a very positive thing. And I think what you're seeing here now is somewhat of a virtuous cycle. That is, as more teenagers are delaying sex and those that are having sex are using contraception more carefully, that sort of is an influence on other peers, with the bottom line recognition that the teen years aren't the ideal time for pregnancy and parenthood.
And about birth control, mm-hmm. I think I've read that there is better birth control available than there had been a couple decades ago.
For sure. Again, I think there's probably 20 or 25 reasons we could cite for the historic declines in teen pregnancy and childbearing. But certainly one of them is teens' increased use of low-maintenance, highly effective methods of contraception, in particular IUDs and the implant. Teens' use of these methods increased significantly between 2007 and 2015, particularly among older teens where pregnancy is most prevalent. Now, to be sure, the number of teens using these methods are quite small compared to the number of teens who use other methods like condoms or the pill. But those teens that are using these methods, they are very highly effective and they are highly unlikely to get pregnant.
I have a daughter in her early 20s, and I mentioned I'd be doing this story, and I mm-hmm. asked her what she thought might be behind it, and she immediately came to the show Teen Mom. Yep. And I kind of laughed about that, but then what I'd read is that there may have been an effect because of that show.
I don't think there's any question. Your daughter is very smart. You know, I think the MTV shows 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom that have been watched by tens of millions of young people over the years has had a very sobering effect on the young people that watch it. Teenagers have told us in survey after survey that they find these shows far more sobering than salacious, that they almost view them as sex education for the 21st century. And I think anyone who has seen these shows, it's quite clear how challenged many of these young women are at getting pregnant and having children at an early age. So it certainly makes sense. Even if you don't believe the teenagers themselves, there has been some serious red meat research done on the effects of these shows. And for the 18-month period that was studied by these economists, they attributed fully one-third of the decline in the national teen birth rate to these shows.
Can we speak a little bit about what are some of the drawbacks for teenagers who might get pregnant?
I think there's a lot of research that's been done on the potential consequences of early pregnancy and parenthood. But I don't think you need a PhD to understand that in this day and age and in this economy, it is particularly challenging for young people to start the lifelong commitment of being a parent at an early age. I mean, here's just one important thing to keep in mind. Only about 40% of teen girls who get pregnant ever go on to finish high school, let alone go on to any sort of secondary education. And again, I think if you just focus on that and you realize that the challenges that presents for young women and the years ahead and for their children, I think that helps underscore just how important it is for young people to delay, even by a few years, the notion of being a parent.
Is it true that the decline in births was also true, both in pregnancies, was also true for very young teenagers?
Yeah, the important thing here, I mean, when we talk about this national success story, it has been across the board, younger teens, older teens, teens of all race, ethnicities, and in all 50 states.
What role has abortion played in the decline in teen pregnancy?
Abortion has played absolutely no role in the declines we've seen in teen births. In fact, what we have seen in this nation is three things happening simultaneously. Fewer teen pregnancies, fewer teen abortions, and fewer teen births.
That was Maureen McKinney talking with Bill Albert from the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy. You can find out more about what's happening in Illinois by reading this week's Illinois Issues in-depth story. That's available now at our website, nprillinois.org.